My friends, welcome to day two in this novena, two and four, the souls in purgatory. You know that we are in the midst of this early voting, which is something that is very important here in the United States because who we vote for decides the morality that we see in our country. It decides the freedoms that we have. So I suggest that you make this intention for all this that's happening, the voting that will take place on November 8th. In either case, ask the souls in purgatory for whatever you need, for whatever you want. I have seen how powerful novenas are, especially when we do them for other people. So know the power of novenas. Trust in the power of prayer. And also this novena will be benefiting them, but also asking their intercession for you. So we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O holy souls in purgatory, you are certain heirs of heaven. You are most dear to Jesus as the trophies of his precious blood and to Mary, Mother of Mercy. Obtain for us, through your intercession, the grace to lead a holy life, to die a happy death, and to attain to the blessedness of eternity in heaven. Dear suffering souls, who long to be delivered in order to praise and glorify God in heaven, by your unfailing pity, help us in the needs which distress us at this time, particularly so that I may obtain relief and assistance from God. In gratitude for your intercession, I offer to God in your behalf the satisfactory merits of my prayer and work, my joys and sufferings of this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for joining me on this day two. I'll see you tomorrow in day three.